The Henry Raines Show, only on News Talk 820.
And I ain't no communist, and I ain't no capitalist, and I ain't no socialist, I ain't no imperialist, no, I ain't no Democrat, sure ain't.
Good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of the Henry Raines Show here on News Talk AM 820 WWBA. And, of course, as always, got to remind you the website, 820WWBA.com. That's 820WWBA.com. You can listen to the live stream there, but you can also get the webcam and see what's actually going on here as we do the show and watch Nick in the control room making it run so seamlessly every week. Anyway, what are we going to talk about today? Well, we have to have the hits of the week, and that would, of course, be happy birthday. Happy birthday to the stimulus. Stimulus 1 year old today, or excuse me, this week, and we're going to look back on the fond memories of the stimulus in the past year. CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference, is having a party, and by the looks of it, it's almost a tea party. Also, Evan Bayh, Senator Evan Bayh says bye-bye to the Senate. And here, after a few weeks' absence, to help us all sort through it and to help field your calls, Jim Delgado's in the studio. Hey, Jim.
Henry, how are you? Thanks for getting me, having me back.
Yeah, it was a pretty wide-open show today. We might even talk about Tiger Woods.
Oh, I'd love to, actually.
Absolutely, we can do all that.
I don't think anybody's going to like my take on it, but sure.
Well, then we may have to move that up on the agenda. About 2:35-ish, we're going to take a few minutes to talk with the campaign manager of Florida U.S. Senate candidate. I have a little pregnant pause here while everybody goes, Charlie Crist, Marco Rubio. No, there's a Democrat, Kendrick Meek, and he's coming to the Tampa Bay area, and we'll get a heads up about that in the last half hour. Yeah, speaking of which, Jim, Marco Rubio, he was the golden boy at the CPAC. Charlie Crist used to be the golden boy, but
he's got two things going for him. One, he's taking the Tea Party position, and two, he's not white. So this is the mentality of the Republicans. Look, Democrats have
white enough.
Democrats have African Americans, so we need Michael Steele. Democrats had Hillary Palin. We need Hillary Clinton. We need Sarah Palin. Democrats have Latinos. We don't have any. Let's get Marco Rubio. So what they do basically is they get them because what they look like on the outside, but not what they vote for. And I think that's a really interesting issue. Marco Rubio, I mean, he's not really a friend of the Latino, which is interesting. Being a Cuban American person born here, he's even changed his ideas on his own views that he had just a few years ago.
Well, we'll look at all that and more. But first, we have to do our update of past discussions here on the Henry Raines Show. And in fact, this one relates exactly to the last time you were here, Jim. We talked a lot about the Supreme Court decision. A poll, large majority, opposes Supreme Court's decision on campaign financing. Americans of both parties overwhelmingly oppose a Supreme Court ruling that allows corporations and unions to spend as much as they want on political campaigns. Most favor new limits on such spending. According to a new Washington Post ABC News poll, 8 in 10 poll respondents, that would be 80%, say they oppose the High Court's January 21st decision to allow unfettered corporate political spending, with 65% strongly opposed. Poll reveals relatively little difference of opinion on the issue. Democrats opposed 85%, Republicans 76%, and Independents 81%.
Yeah. I mean, think about it. You know, we talked about that also, that Justice Kennedy, who wrote the opinion, just 3 years ago, he had made a decision that was contrary to that new decision. Basically, they went over, you know, a precedent that had been in place over 100 years. They changed precedent.
Well, you know, we have Congressman Grayson in the eastern area of our listening area, I guess, listening signal.
Sure.
He has got some legislation rolling through. There's some other legislation going on both in the House and the Senate to try and overturn this. But what we really need is a constitutional amendment. And with numbers like this.
Or impeach the one of the justices. It could be done. It's been done before.
Well, then we have to go through the whole nomination process.
Yeah, let's do it.
Well, with this kind of numbers, you could foresee that you'd have a whole lot easier time passing a constitutional amendment to say that corporations are artificial people, not natural persons.
Now, find a politician who's going to do that.
That's what I'm saying. With these kind of numbers,
it's not going to happen.
You know, the people are forming a parade. Some politician will get out and become the leader.
Yes, but then corporate will find a way to attack them and bring them down. Yeah, those days are gone. I think it's too late for that.
Well, on that happy note, I'm optimistic about something else, and that, of course, is my self-declared campaign manager for David Petraeus in 2012 for president. And it seems like there's other people getting on the bandwagon now.
Yeah.
I've thought about a couple shortcomings in my original plan.
We've had.
Well, I want to run him both for the Republican nomination and the Democrat nomination.
Okay.
And now, although
that is great
for the country.
Whoever wins gets him? Is that what it is?
Well, after the nomination process is over, he can get to work on the cabinet. Maybe Obama could, like, scoot over to the side office, let him get in there, start running the White House like he's running the world. And
do we really want that?
It's the wave of the future. It's the wave of the future. Get on board, Jim.
Haven't countries done that before? Haven't countries elected their military leader?
We've done it before. George Washington, Andrew Jackson, Dwight Eisenhower. You know, it just makes total U.S. good old American sense. But right, what I do see is the shortcoming of that plan is I don't want to put any recessionary pressure on the economy from the lack of campaign advertising. You know, the McCain-Obama election, that was almost $1 billion of advertising and spending.
Oh, over a billion.
Yeah.
Easy.
Right, so I don't want to be a drag. I want President Petraeus to be a stimulus to the economy. Now, I also thought, you know, maybe there might be a few Americans, just a few, that are going to resent not being able to choose something in November in regards to the presidential administration.
Okay.
So I was reading this article from the Washington Note, which is Steve Clemens' blog. He's with the New America Foundation.
Prior guest of yours.
Yes, and in fact, he was on the very first edition of this show, I believe, or first or second edition of this show, to help us out. Well, he said he was at a dinner party at Washington where General Petraeus was. And that's not unusual because Steve Clemens is a big-time insider around Washington, D.C. party circuit.
Was he in uniform?
That was the question. Petraeus was not in uniform, but rather wore what looked to me to be a brand-new, perfectly tailored dark suit. This is Clemens' word.
Hold on a second. He took off his uniform. I've never seen him without his uniform.
And
even on his off days.
Clemens joked to him that if he Twittered that out 24 or so times he had seen Petraeus, this was the first time he'd seen him in out of uniform, there would be a shudder of fear that would spread quickly through the political circles of D.C. because it would be a obvious sign that he was running for president. Now, what is the speculation going on that we follow up later on in this Washington Note? Now, this is where I got the brainstorm will take the dual nomination to the next level. First of all, he says that Joe Biden may be out of work in 2013, that Obama may hit the reset button and go looking for a new vice presidential candidate.
That would make sense.
And one option,
Petraeus,
would be Hillary Clinton.
Oh, okay. Good
because
option.
You get the whole Clinton machine behind you then.
Good option.
Yeah. But another option would be General David Petraeus, who, ooh, it turns out, has made a point of not revealing his political affiliation and actually not actually participating in elections in the last decade or so.
Much like Colin Powell did. Remember, he stayed independent for a long time. And then
Eisenhower, he could have gone either way.
A lot of them.
Petraeus can go either
correct
way.
They will refuse to tell you their party.
So they speculate Obama would ask David Petraeus. And I'm telling David Petraeus, General Petraeus, President Petraeus, right now you're in CENTCOM. I saw you on Meet the Press. You're probably listening to us now because you want to stay up on current events, don't accept it. But what we could do.
What?
No, what we
why
could
not
do is he could offer on the Democratic nomination side, President Obama could be the vice presidential candidate. And that way, President Obama would be not only the first African American president, he would get to be the first African American vice president, too.
No, I like the deal we're around that.
On the Republican side, I don't know. Mitt Romney, Marco Rubio, Scott Brown, you know, whoever fleshes out the ticket. But that way, each side will still spend a ton of money in the media, in the economy, to get their vice president on, and the American people will at least get to choose the vice president come the first Tuesday of November.
Interesting. How long did you spend on this?
Well, you know, some ideas just...
It just comes to you.
It's like inspiration.
It's brilliant. You know, I'm in awe of you, Henry.
Yes.
Well, I'm in the presence of brilliance. You know, Glenn Beck doesn't have anything on you.
Oh, you know that. Anyway.
But Except money, bank account.
You know, talk show hosts come from Tampa.
Yeah.
Anyway, on the other side of the break...
Do you have a prior cocaine problem?
No, but if you give me enough money, I'm right.
Well, you got that on him.
That's God's way of telling you you're making too much money, I believe.
Well, take advantage. Look, if Republican pundits have told you anything, you have to have a drug problem to be successful.
Allegedly, I have been told by a former employee of a radio station that worked not only with Glenn Beck and many other famous names.
Rush Limbaugh.
That he saw him in some very compromising situation. I'm not even going to go there. I don't want to say it on the air.
Okay.
But anybody that wants to email me, I'll be happy to share it. On the other side of the break, we're going to be speaking with Christine and Lawrence. And we have room to talk to you, too, about any of the stuff that we've already mentioned. The stimulus, CPAC, Evan Bayh, Tiger Woods, something we haven't even thought about. We welcome you at 866-977-4820, 866-977-4820 on the Henry Raine Show.
This portion of the Henry Raine Show is brought to you by Callens, Little & Delgado, a full-service law firm practicing personal injury, family, criminal defense, and immigration law.
I'm Scott Callens from the law firm of Callens, Little, Delgado, and Opstal. During this season of high roadway traffic, you need to be extra cautious. You should know that Harvard researchers have concluded that cell phone use while driving increases your likelihood of being injured in a car accident by 4 times. Reduce your chances of injury by driving a bit slower and by pulling from the roadway when you must use your cell phone. You'll arrive at your destination safely, and your caller will appreciate the attention that you've given them. At Callens, Little, Delgado, and Opstal, we help people who have been injured by careless drivers. If you or your loved ones have been injured in an accident, you may have questions. At Callens, Little, Delgado, and Opstal, we want to help. There's no charge to meet with us, and our fees are based on a percentage of what we recover for you. Call us at 941-749-1446. Let us help answer your questions. Callens, Little, Delgado, and Opstal, 941-749-1446, or reach us at makeempay.net.
You're sitting in traffic, knowing what's coming up next because it's the same thing every day.
Yes!
Flip it to 8:20 a.m. WWBA for the big show.
I like the morning show. Keep us laughing.
I laugh a lot.
Hi, it's Mike Reeves, your host, along with Roger Shulman, Shayna Lance, and JoJo Walker of the best morning show in town. Local and national news, lots of laughs, and unlike our direct competition...
The hosts are not allowed to fall asleep on the air.
The Big Show in the morning on News Talk 820 AM, WWBA.
Hi, this is Tom. I've been hearing about Camtech for a long time. I am a construction superintendent. I'm very interested in getting my general contractor's license. I've got a lot of friends who have successfully achieved their licenses through the Camtech courses.
Camtech School of Construction can help you prepare for the contractor's license exam with the highest pass rate in the state. Call 1-800-875-PASS.
One of the benefits I feel Camtech has is the ability to go to these classes on the weekends. I'm a family man. I have 3 kids. I also am employed full-time during the week, so this fits my lifestyle perfectly.
In just a few weekends, you'll have the tools to move ahead. So call Camtech now at 1-800-875-PASS and save your place at a free informational seminar this Wednesday or Thursday, February 24th or 25th, 7 p.m. at the Clarion Hotel, 2701 Fowler Avenue in Tampa.
I'm at a point in my life now where I want to be prepared for the future. I really believe Camtech is my ticket to that future.
Call 1-800-875-PASS or on the web at camtechschool.com.
Henry Raine Show here on News Talk AM 820 WWBA. And, of course, I've already told you the station website is 820wwba.com. But you can listen to past shows on our podcast site, henryraineshow.podomatic.com. henryraineshow.podomatic.com. And a new added feature at that site is my weekly guest spot on the nationally syndicated Captain America radio show, where I spout 10 to 12 minutes of opposing views to his conservative and independent audience. And I hope you'll check that out, too. But let's get to the phone lines, 866-977-4820, 866-977-4820. Always patient, and now first is Christine in Newport Richey. Hi, Christine.
Hello, Henry and Jim.
How you
doing? I did want to comment on two subjects briefly. The first one is I agree that the Family Guy cartoon series was very offensive on ridiculing somebody with Down syndrome. And to think Rush Limbaugh lended his voice to that cartoon series a while back, somebody who's supposed to be for conservative values, is something I can never figure out.
Now, did you realize that the girl that was talking in the cartoon was a Down syndrome person?
I think if that's the one who was interviewed and she said, well, Sarah Palin should, you know, have a sense of humor and all that. But even still, that cartoon series doesn't hit me right anyway. I only watched it to see what episode Rush Limbaugh lended his voice to, and I missed it. I never caught that episode.
Christine, remember that comedian that she used to be on, what was that show with Trudy and all them? It was a spinoff of Different Strokes.
Oh.
Well,
I remember Different Strokes.
Well, there was a comedian that had cerebral palsy.
Oh, I think I remember.
Remember that?
But I don't remember her name.
Okay, well, she was a comedian that had cerebral palsy, and she would make fun of cerebral palsy. I mean, what she said when the interview with the girl that had Down syndrome, what she said is, look, you know, we're funny too, we're comedians too. So I think sometimes when it, and in terms of comedy, kind of maybe we should sit back, because if you want to really be equal, that means you could be made fun of. And that goes for blacks, whites, If it's comedy, it's done for comedic sense. I mean, if you look at the show, they make fun of everybody pretty much. And that's where I look at it. It's funny when you make fun of everybody. Maybe not so funny when you just pick out one person and make fun of them all the time.
I guess that's just not my taste in cartoons. Well,
either. Christine, I just want to say, it's not really my taste either, you know. But I think sometimes maybe we should just let it be funny.
Really making fun of a Down syndrome person for a Down syndrome character.
It was making fun of Sarah Palin.
To say her... Hey, say her mom used to be governor of Alaska.
It was making fun of Sarah Palin, not necessarily the
Downs. The intention was, yes. But when they make fun of themselves, that passes. But when somebody else does it, I don't know why that is.
What about Sarah Palin saying that when Rush Limbaugh used there's different counts.
It's for satire.
Retard,
for satire.
43 times or 27 times in his monologue, it was political satire. But when it's used in a comedy show, it's... It's not.
And Seth
well,
Macfarlane
I agree. I don't think Rush Limbaugh or whoever should be using that word to describe people's political views, by all means.
Okay.
And now, my second subject, I did want to comment on the CPAC gathering this weekend. I happened to see the speech and heard the speech by Ron Paul Friday,
mm-hmm.
and he won the straw vote.
That's right, and just
31%.
For our audience's benefit, it was 31% for 30. Ron Paul. Mitt Romney was number two with something in double digits. I have the numbers down in my rundown here somewhere. And then third was Sarah Palin. I think she had 7%.
Yes, and I don't always agree with Ron Paul, but I did agree with this part of his speech when he said that America should get out of nation building. It is too costly. We just can't get into these wars anymore. It's too frustrating. It's frustrating. It's casualties. It's too costly financially. We've just got to stay out of the world's problems. We should just be for the defense of our nation. And I agree. I've always been saying it. We just can't keep doing this. It stretches and strains the military. I know I sound repetitious, but he said that in a speech. And I don't know if everybody at CPAC agreed, but he said it. He always said he was against getting into Iraq. I don't know exactly how he feels about Afghanistan, but...
Christine, he's the only one that spoke that's been consistent in his views from day one.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah. He's the, you know, whether we disagree or agree with Ron Paul, he has been consistent.
Yes.
And he's not a hypocrite, as opposed to Romney, Pawlenty. Everybody that spoke is pretty much, if you look at them a year or two ago, they're completely different from the person they were. So at least he's honest and at least he's consistent.
Well, I agree, and I also disagree with I heard somebody made a statement there at the convention about regarding Senator Patty Murray. Did they say hang her?
That she should be hanged. It was a Tea Party that said that.
That's extreme behavior. I always believe in disagreeing in an agreeable manner.
I agree.
Right. All right, Ms. Christine.
Well, thank you, Henry and Jim.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend.
Bye-bye. You too.
I want to be the smartest person today. I want to be as smart as Christine.
866-977-4820. 866-977-4820.
It's good to know those other junkies out there like us.
Lawrence, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Henry. Good afternoon,
Counselor. Lawrence, how are you?
I couldn't be better, Counselor.
Hey,
Thank you for asking.
Don't you think it's brilliant to have different vice presidential candidates with the same presidential nominee?
I think that that's very interesting.
It's brilliant, and you should pass that on to your neighbor, General Petraeus.
And when he was here, he did wear a suit, a blue suit.
Ah.
Oh, yeah.
A second sighting.
Very presidential.
Yeah, very presidential.
Good for him.
Yes. I just wanted to comment on something as you were having a discussion with Christine. And you were remarking on Rush Limbaugh and his inappropriate use of the word, the R word.
I wasn't commenting on the inappropriate use. I was commenting on the double standard of Sarah Palin, that he's political satire, but a comedy show satiring politics is not.
Yeah.
Right, right. Did you not forget where that all started, the seed, the root?
With Rahm Emanuel.
Yes.
In a private conversation you brought it up. I have to give the exposition to the audience. I have to give the exposition to the audience. A private comment by Rahm Emanuel that was reported in the news media, which she, in fact, said that she had never read the report, but that someone told her about it.
Even though she reads all of them?
What was the report? What did Rahm Emanuel do and say? Who was he talking about?
Liberals, or rather, groups that would target Democrats for not being progressive
enough. He used the word liberals, and then he said they're effing retards.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's where it all started. But I don't hear anyone talking about Rahm Emanuel.
Are you kidding me?
They're talking about Rush Limbaugh.
Are you kidding me?
I think he's got plenty of play on that.
They call for his removal of office.
There's something about chronology, Lawrence, that you know, something has this moment in time, and then the next thing comes along, and you talk about that, and then the next thing
bottom
comes
line,
along.
Lawrence. What side do you fall on? Forget the gotcha stuff.
Two wrongs don't make a right, and hypocrisies are rampant.
Should Sarah Palin denounce Rush Limbaugh as much as she did Rahm Emanuel?
And the Family Guy.
Don't change it. My question is, should all three of them lose their jobs?
Rahm Emanuel, for sure.
Why not Rush Limbaugh?
Because he's not a political position.
And why Seth MacFarlane, yes or no? Which one is that?
I could care less.
So the Democrats should be out, and the Republicans just stay
maybe
his
more appropriate.
Right.
Should the radio stations drop him for saying?
Should the radio stations drop him?
You mean like?
Should the radio stations drop him?
No, absolutely not.
There's no hypocrisy here.
I didn't say that there wasn't hypocrisy. I said there is
hypocrisy. All right, what else you want to talk about, Lawrence?
All right, what else you got?
We only got a minute.
I wanted to talk, you were talking about the Supreme Court bad and all that, and I'd like to ask the counselor, how does he feel about corporations that are giving to either side, left or right? Is it wrong for one side and right for the other, I got it.
I'm into strong financial reform. I think Obama should have done it. I think everybody should do it. Time out. That's what I just said, Lawrence.
Okay.
I think it's a bad decision. It was a decision that went against precedent, which makes it, in your words, activist. It was a decision that's existed more than 100 years. And as a matter of fact, look this up. It's a decision called Caperton, Caperton, I believe. It was 3 years ago, written by Justice Kennedy himself, which is completely 180-degree turn.
Congressional Black Caucus got $55 million.
Lawrence, can I just finish my point before you switch it? Look at the decision that was from Justice Kennedy. It was completely 180 difference of this one. So it's a bad decision, period.
Okay.
All special interests, okay?
Lawrence, we're going to break.
One last question. Will you be voting for Alex Sink,
We'll get it on the other side of the break, Lawrence. Thanks a lot. Your call's at 866-977-4820, 866-977-4820. Listening to The Henry Rank Show.
This portion of the Henry Range Show is brought to you by Canada Med Services. Save up to 70% on your prescriptions. Call 1-877-917-3600.
Paying too much for your prescription medication? Call Canada Med Services, 877-917-3600. Save up to 70% on your prescription. Call 877-917-3600. In their 6 year of saving customers money on medications, Canada Med Services, 877-917-3600. Guaranteed delivery. Government inspected and approved factories. Save up to 70% on your prescription. Call 877-917-3600.
Tampa Bay, log on to NewsTalk820.com.
This is the Nesquik Bunny with another tip on how to get to your happy place. Today's advice, follow your dreams. Lay down, close your eyes, drift off thinking how only in a dream could the delicious chocolatey joy of Nesquik be just 100 calories. Now pinch yourself, because 100-calorie Nesquik just made your dream come true. This has been the Nesquik Bunny, reminding you that happiness can be everlasting. All you need is a lifetime supply of 100-calorie Nesquik. Nestle Nesquik, come to your happy place.
Henry Range Show here on News Talk AM 820 WWBA.com. Jim Delgado will be back in the studio momentarily. We'd love to have your calls at 866-977-4820. 866-977-4820. Some of the things we're going to talk about and get your opinion on is the one-year anniversary of the stimulus. Do you think it's a success? Don't know. Think it's a failure? I'd like to hear what you think. Lots of things to talk about there, how it was implemented, how it compares to stimulus plans around the world. Every nation, industrialized nation, had a stimulus package, deficit spending. Also, we want your opinion of what was going on at the CPAC, Conservative Political Action Conference.
Co-hosted by the Birch Society. I'm sorry. I think that's just so funny.
Right, next thing you know, we'll be having the Reach organization there.
My God. Why not just have the KKK? I mean, put their booth next to the Latino and the African-American part.
Evan Bayh, we can talk about that. Tiger Woods. But you were asked a question.
Which one?
By Lawrence on the previous side of the break.
I'm going to change his name. I'm going to change Lawrence's name to Philly.
To what?
Filibuster. He filibusters. He doesn't add. I'm going to start calling him Philly. I like him. He's Philly. All right. Will I support Alex Sink? I must confess to our listening public that I am a partisan. I vote for all Democrats. Here's the only difference. Some Democrats that I like, I give them money. If I don't care for them, I don't give them money. But I'm an ideologue. You know, I believe in the issue. It's an issue. Whoever the person represented really doesn't matter. I can never vote Republican ever again. The last time I voted Republican was, God, it was either Reagan or Bush won. Never went back. Haven't been back since. So no, I can never vote Republican.
See, I don't agree with people that say, I vote for the person.
They're lying.
Because, first of all, you really don't know the person.
You don't know the person.
I vote for the constituency that they most likely will represent, and if I am part of that constituency.
Right.
So if you're a working class person, in most cases, although they have not delivered very well for working people these last year and a half.
No.
We'll give them a pass on the last 2 years of the Bush administration.
At least they try to please. I mean, you know.
Historically.
Pro-choice, I'm there. You know, pro-immigration, I'm there. You know, pro-middle class, I'm there. You know, I don't hate gay people. I'm not scared of gay people. I wish they could serve openly. I wish they would just be allowed to be open and just do whatever they want. So no, I can never vote Republican. They don't want somebody like me anyway. So what does it matter?
Anyway,
I would vote for Democrat.
So Alex Sink, yes. The Democratic candidate for governor,
regardless of all of her past with the banking. Yes, I know Lawrence, her banking or association.
Well,
with BLA,
on the other side, you have Bill McCollum.
Bill McCollum.
Paula Dockery. Yeah. Bill McCollum certainly was involved when he was in Congress in getting the financial system deregulated, as well as many Democrats participated in that too.
Yes,
and also. True. We have Paula Dockery, who, interesting enough, her husband had served on the commission to develop the concept of the high-speed rail line. But let's go to John in Englewood and see what's on John's mind. John, go ahead.
Yeah, if you don't mind, there's a couple of things. Of course, the Glass-Steagall Act, Bill Clinton did sign. Now, I agree with the fact that it was the Republicans' fault. Phil Graham and Jim Leach were two. It's the Graham-Leach-Biley Act, and that is what set us on the wrong track. And it set us on the wrong track because you can never trust anybody in government. And, of course, the banks and the certainly the investment banks went totally out of line. And as far as, you know, the stimulus, if you're a banker and you can get money at 0.25%, you're getting money for nothing. And then you can keep that money if you want to, which much of it was. And so the person down on Main Street, which they talk about, realizes nothing because the smaller banks don't have the wherewithal to loan.
John, let me have you pause for just a second because I want to fill in a couple gaps here for the audience. You know, let's be equal opportunities blamers because Robert Rubin, as Treasury Secretary under Clinton, convinced Clinton to go along with that deregulation. So the big financial institutions had the ear of everybody. But you're right as far as on the legislative side, it was the Republicans passing it through. But Bill Clinton could have vetoed that if he had wanted, although they did attach it to a budget.
But he didn't want to be a lame duck for the rest of the 6 years.
On the other thing that John is saying, he's very right, but just to put it a little bit more in perspective, if you can get the money for 25 or for 0.25% interest and even loan it out at 2% interest, you know, you're getting an 800% profit on found money. The taxpayers' money. Go ahead, John. I didn't mean to just stop you.
No. I'm glad you clarified a few things in the first place. But, by the way, I am a Republican. I was so disappointed with Bush. And, I thought maybe Obama would do something, but he's caught the same rat trap. And the whole Congress, it mystifies me why somebody hasn't tarred and feathered all of them. Outside of Ron Paul.
Hey, John, I'm going to tell you, don't go back. We love you, John.
Well,
stay on our side, John. We love you.
We'll fight with this together, John. I like the fact that he wants to keep their feet to the fire.
I don't care if you're a Republican or Democrat, and I voted for both on several different occasions. But the point there is my America comes first. I'm a veteran. And when I see what's happening to this country, and I see the illegal immigration, I don't even want legal immigration at the present time. We don't have enough jobs, and they give these jobs to people that are illegal. And some of them, you go to Walmart,
John,
and you have
John,
the people
can
you
I ask
can't
you
even understand.
John, can I ask you something? Do you know how much money they bring in? You know how much money they bring into Florida on a yearly basis?
You know how much money we have
time
to
out.
Pay?
Time out. No. We'll get to that second. The first one we'll address is, you know how much money they're responsible for in the state of Florida?
No.
Take a guess.
Me.
$11 billion. You know what the cost benefit analysis that was done? You know how much they represent? They're a plus $1,200 average across the board in all 50 states.
Who did the study?
$1,200.
No.
You have
with
to
that...
be kidding me. Each person a plus $1,200, and
well,
you know.
Okay,
and,
let him elaborate.
And you've
so,
got 14% unemployment rate.
Okay, it's a $1,200. That means for every person that's here illegally, because you're saying they're sucking off the system, they're adding $1,200 per into it.
$100 a month,
no.
Sir.
No, that's the cost
benefit. That is nothing.
Are you familiar with cost benefit analysis?
I know when I'm being screwed, and I'm being screwed by.
Let's suffice to say that you disagree with Jim's number.
And a study put out by Harvard says that the people that they mostly compete with. Hold up. Oh, my God.
Loud.
So every.
All you have to do is go to any local institution around here, and you've got enough dimwits around here. They don't know how to add either.
So I'm trying to tell you where I got my information. Yours comes from your heart and your emotion. Mine comes from actual empirical data. So, I mean, if you don't want to listen to it, that's fine. I get it.
John, let's table
data.
That side of the discussion for a second.
Okay. Go to shadowstats.com if you want empirical data.
What did he say?
I don't know. It's a Tea Party guy.
It's shadowstats.
You're a John
Bircher.
Okay,
I'll look it on the break. But one last thing that I wanted to ask, John, before we go.
Yes. Sure.
Because we were on a path of agreement there, which is something that I've tried to develop over the last few weeks between the opposite sides. We were on the same side about the financial institutions and how they've been screwing the American people and how the politicians won't stand up to him. Are we back on the same page now, John?
You bet we are.
Okay. Now, all the, you know, the Tea Party people, and what I say is, I understand their outrage, but I think that they're getting conned by some of these people that are sort of the darlings of the movement right now. Marco Rubio and Scott Brown, whatever good points they may have, I would suggest to you, John, and you call back if you ever hear him say it, you will never hear Marco Rubio on the campaign trail talking about financial reform as far as bringing back something like Glass-Steagall, something similar to that. Scott Brown's biggest contributors were the banks. You're not going to hear it from him. You don't hear it from many Democrats either, but there are a few that are pushing it. And, you know, that's the big contradiction for me with the Tea Party, why they don't hold their feet to the fire.
Don't forget about the code words,
well,
Henry, the code words.
John, what
do you think about the code words reform entitlement? What does that mean to you, John?
Reform entitlement?
Yeah, what does that mean to you?
It means that my Social Security is going to go down the drain.
Okay, well, that's what they really stand for, and that's what they're really pushing. Ryan, Rubio, Pawlenty, they're all on board with this reforming entitlements. Basically,
Pawlenty
what that
came
means,
out with a different right. position.
But basically, what that means is we're going to look at your Social Security, your Medicare, and Medicare.
Both of you, when they come out with something, a word reform in it, or new, or something like that, don't you just feel inside your own body that somebody is out to get me? You know,
well,
when they come up with a new slogan, I know that I'm going to be as seduced.
All right. John, thanks for the call. We'll hear from you again, I hope.
Thank you very much.
Thank
and
you,
remember,
John.
Ron Paul for president.
All right. You know, those dead undocumented people, they're always ruining things. Forget about all the money they bring
Let's,
here.
Let's give the
Forget
phone line
about
out again. 866-977-4820. 866-977-4820. To follow up on what you were saying, Jim,
sure.
That's what all these darlings, the new rising
right.
stars of the Republican Party, the darlings of the Tea Party. Rubio, Scott Brown. We hear entitlement reform, and you're not hearing financial reform.
Right.
And you won't hear him say Social Security cuts, Medicare cuts, but that's what they're talking about.
That's the cut.
And on the other hand, on this week on ABC, Schwarzenegger and Governor Rendell, the Democratic governor of Pennsylvania, they both said that Rendell is the first Democrat I've heard say that we need to change the entitlements. And they're all talking about raising the age that you get your benefits.
Oh, boy. Well, you know. I don't get it, but it is what it is. But one thing must be equal though. If you're gonna do budget cuts, one thing I do agree, if you're gonna do budget cuts, it has to be across the board. I'd tell you the biggest one I'd be looking at is the military, to be honest with you.
And that's off the table when you listen to the cable news networks. They never say that. So we've got to address the entitlements, and you never hear a defense.
And for all you people right now sitting in your cars at home, your head's on fire because I just said that. Let me give you my background. My father was in Vietnam. He did 26 years. He was a command sergeant major. Three tours in Vietnam. My mom worked for the Department of Defense. She was a buyer. She was a weapons dealer. Okay. Me, I was 4 years in the military myself. So I was raised by the military. All right. So before your head blows off, and I did a little stint as a file clerk in a procurement department of the Department of Defense. And let me tell you, people, the money is ridiculous. It had two pages. You had to open it up so you can see all the zeros on the page. There's a lot of spending. It's Cold War military spending we're doing. It's when I say defense contracting, I'm not talking about the soldiers. I'm talking about the weapons that we're buying that we'll never use. They're old. They're outdated.
We'll go into
period.
That and more and the stimulus on the other side. 866-977-4820. 866-977-4820 here on the Henry Rain Show.
I didn't make it true.
This portion of the Henry Rain Show is brought to you by HurtByAccident.com. 1-888-280-HURT. Personal injury attorneys, they'll come to you.
But that's okay, cause trouble man, don't get in my way. I come up heartbreak.
If you've been hurt by accident and it wasn't your fault, you should know that not all negligence claims end in going to court. Most accident claims are settled out of court. And just because you have insurance doesn't mean that you will be covered for your injuries. Health insurance won't pay you for lost wages. Health insurance won't pay to fix your car or even get you a rental car if you need one. Hi, I'm attorney CJ Zaya. For nearly 20 years, my partner Kevin Gallagher and I have been helping accident victims get compensated for injuries caused by the negligence of others. And we do it for free, meaning there is no fee or cost to you unless we recover for you. Some attorneys charge you for their costs, not us. At Zion Gallagher, we charge you nothing. Our fee comes out of what we recover for you. Call us today, toll free, at 1-888-280-HURT. That's 1-888-280-HURT. At the law firm of Zaya and Gallagher, personal injury law is all we do. That's 1-888-280-HURT.
As fear and uncertainty dominate many cable TV and radio talk shows, our hosts are thoughtful, focused, informative, and fair. There are things we need to do. Watch our spending, get our credit card debt paid down. We need to talk responsibility, and we need to watch our actions. We also need a good teacher, a coach. We're the only station to bring you Dave Ramsey for 2 hours every day, 2 to 4. He's on cable TV news shows all day, and he's on News Talk 820 every day. He's a resource. Listen, take notes. Let's get through this together.
Henry Rain Show, News Talk AM 820 WWBA, podcast site. You can also send emails to me through the podcast site. You can leave comments about shows. It's Henry Rains, R-A-I-N-E-S, show, dot Podomatic, P-O-D-O-M-A-T-I-C.com. And we look forward to your comments. Also, your phone calls, 866-977-4820, 866-977-4820. Nick is fielding the phone calls, and give him a chance to get to the phone. It gets pretty hectic around here sometimes.
And we're working off the telephone.
Let's quickly just touch on the size of the military budget, because President Obama talked about freezing discretionary spending. Of course, another concern of Tea Party activists, and a reasonable concern, is the size of the deficit, the growth of the deficit. Security departments, whether it be defense, homeland security, the other things, off the table for a spending freeze.
Yeah.
Which actually is where, in recent years, most of the growth has been.
Right.
And if you say, well, what about the wars? You can't handcuff the military there. Although I would say
we really could be doing this.
But you can. President Obama has already taken up what President Bush did with supplementary spending bills for the war. He could have made the decision, as Jim was pointing out, in the general defense budget. You could freeze spending there. And if you need more for your activities in Afghanistan, Iraq, Uzbekistan, Pakistan, Somalia, Djibouti, Kazakhstan, or wherever else, Niger, exactly. Nigeria.
Henry, think about it. As much as we're spending in the military, the soldiers are still modifying their own equipment and getting things sent from home to modify their Humvees, whatever they need. They're still just getting it from home.
And to put it in global perspective, and we'll do that with the stimulus too soon, is the non-war part of the budget for the defense is over $700 billion.
There you go.
China's defense budget is $70 billion.
Right.
Our defense budget equals the rest of the world's combined.
Correct.
Then ask yourself what for.
Military spending. Now, where is it going? That's what I want to know. Where is it? I want to know what kind of Boeing contracts, McDonnell Douglas, the stuff that we're not even using. That's where it's really going. Anyway, sorry.
So.
And I saw firsthand, so.
We've been invoking Marco Rubio here. He was the darling of the CPAC conference. He was the lead-off speaker. We have just a little bit of a soundbite from Marco Rubio at the CPAC conference. Please, Nick.
We're watching this, all the images of that winter weather, this extraordinary blizzard that even impacted government. I don't know if you know this, but the Congress couldn't meet to vote on bills. The regulatory agencies couldn't meet to set new regulations either. And the president couldn't find anywhere to set up a teleprompter to announce new taxes.
And the ironic part of that is Marco Rubio was using a teleprompter, as were pretty much every speaker that came up and made a joke about the teleprompter.
You know, since when is reading off a teleprompter a bad thing?
What is the difference between...
I don't get it. Notes, teleprompter,
right.
What's
reading
the
it
difference?
In a printed page on a lectern versus off a vertical screen.
All teleprompters are is the modern version of not having to look down, looking at your notes. It's a piece of glass, basically, like a plexiglass that the script runs, and you can still see the audience with the words.
Of course.
Since when is that such
the underlying message is that President Obama needs a script to get by, but he's demonstrated in recent weeks.
Just a couple weeks ago.
Very much an off-the-cuff speaker.
And let me put this in perspective. Just a couple weeks ago when he went house-to-house with the Republican House members, they all had scripts. They were reading from questionnaires. He was doing everything up the top of his head. He knew more about their question and the issue than they did. So if they're saying that he's dumb, he doesn't know what's going on. I mean, we got some issues here.
The other thing that got the applause line there. Well, there were two things, but the government agencies couldn't formulate new regulations. Yeah. But what we've seen is the pendulum has swung to where we weren't regulating. Where we weren't overseeing the important activities of industry, and in particular, as we come back to what we were talking with John, financial regulation.
Yay
we
to not doing that. Anything, Henry. Yay to not doing anything.
I don't know if people really realize how much trouble we were in. We're going to talk about the stimulus sooner or later here and what it has achieved and what other stimulus plans have achieved. But what we haven't taken care of, doesn't matter if you put people back to work through deficit spending and you make up the tax revenues and somehow you pay for it all. But if you haven't solved the financial industry, it's all going to come crashing down again. And we are getting very close to being in another precarious situation like that. If you look at what's happening in Europe, and I'd like your opinions too out there, 866-977-4820, 866-977-4820. The European Union is backing away from helping Greece with their deficit problems. And you can say, well, that's behavior driven. They need to suffer. Well, that sets off a chain reaction. It also is a problem in Spain. It's a problem in Portugal. It's a problem in Italy. You're talking about the lower tier of countries geographically of the European Union. Now, what also is going on there? It turns out that Greece has besides a deficit, has a lot of off the book liabilities. Derivatives, and they got there because Goldman Sachs came to them a few months ago. This is after our financial crisis, the global financial crisis. They said, Goldman Sachs comes to Greece and goes, I see that, you know, you've got some problems here with the European Union. They want you to attack this deficit, but you've got financing problems too. We can help. We can show you how to structure financial instruments that they'll be off your budget books.
Sounds a little familiar.
Yes, doesn't that sound real familiar? So here we have the same industry.
See Henry, that's why we should have given bigger bonuses. Now they're giving Greece advice. We should have kept them giving us here, giving us bad advice.
Setting this up over here. Now there's two prong though now, because you have the dominoes that will fall in Europe because they're set up just like we were, and they have not addressed their banks as far as we have addressed our banks. Mm. But on our side, we've got the commercial property bubble that has burst.
Right.
All those same kind of securities like the mortgage-backed securities for homes run through the commercial real estate. And all those are going to start to unwind. Plus, it's estimated we have another 5 million homes that are going to go through foreclosure. We have not addressed any of the underlying problems, but let's find out what George in Bradenton wants to say. George, go ahead.
I want to go back just a minute to the other topic.
Sure.
Since when did we get to the point where free speech is really overlooked and ignored? In other words, somebody makes a comment, some offhand comment, and now they should be fired? I mean, I don't get it. A lifetime career is, you know, thrown aside because somebody makes some offhand comment. That's just out of control. I'm from both sides, left, right, and center. I don't get it.
I think Rahm Emanuel should be fired for being such a lousy chief of staff, actually.
Well, I agree with that, but that's not what other people say. Well, you said that, you made that comment, therefore you should be fired. Come on, it's crazy. Just like, you know, Rush Limbaugh or anybody. If you make a comment that isn't quite right, maybe you'd say it different later. Who cares? You know, it's a free country. Golly.
Well,
you have to be fired because you made some comment that didn't come out quite right. Gee whiz.
Well, you also have to realize that it being Sarah Palin, she plays the victim card quite often. She played it with the David Letterman
say
joke.
It's not so.
About the daughter and Alex Rodriguez.
David Letterman, that was off. He should be chastised for that. He shouldn't have been fired. No, of course not, but he should be chastised.
It was Katie Couric's fault for asking a question.
David Letterman,
she's a victim.
When they wrote the joke, they didn't realize the difference between the two daughters that were there. Right. Because they look just like.
This should be chastised after being stupid.
He is a comedian.
Well, yeah, he's just a comedian. Eat his words on that.
I mean, he's another comedian.
So
I mean,
yeah, but I mean, yeah, but to say, okay, he made an off-color joke, and even if he knew it was there, it's bad judgment. Fine, chastise, but don't. What does this mean about being fired? I mean,
that's
a pretty drastic conclusion to make because somebody makes some joke that didn't come off right. Oh no, I should be fired. It's kind of Don Imus. All this, I don't understand. Any of that sort of thinking, you know? I mean, unless it's just really, really offensive. And most of the time, these comments to me are not that offensive. They're just something that didn't come out quite right or didn't sound quite right or upset somebody who wasn't politically correct. So, first thing, we got to fire him. I don't get that thing. It just baffles me. I don't know.
And I think, George, I think the point you're making is an awesome point because it's something that we talk about all the time. Well, I talk about with other friends is we got to the point now where we don't say what we really feel.
Right.
And,
yeah.
You know, like something like, I'll give you an example. Pat Buchanan. I don't agree with anything Pat Buchanan says, but you know what I admire about the man? He says what he really feels. So at least I know where I stand with Pat Buchanan. And I think, George, I think you're right. I think sometimes, look, chastised maybe, corrected, apologized maybe, but I think you're right. Fired and all this, we're getting way too far. We're going way too far. And there's no pattern of it with him anyway. And I think that's where you have to look at. Is there a pattern of this type of behavior? And when there's patterns of certain behavior, then you might not want them as your employee.
Also, is who the target is relative to the person doing the speaking. If a person with lots of power and money, in the case of Don Imus, talks about basically unknown people and attributes things to them, it's a different than if David Letterman says something about Jay Leno or Jay Leno says something about David Letterman or Conan O'Brien. There's a different levels of outrage that you should feel according to the position of the people.
Yeah.
George, anything else?
A lot of power, but I just say, let's just let it ride. Come on, be a little so darn thin-skinned about things, you know?
Good point.
Let them keep their job.
Excellent point.
Got a good show. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you, George.
A breath of fresh air. You know what? I'm an attorney. One thing, you learn to develop a really thick skin. You know, we get pounded on a daily basis. I think George
is absolutely
right.
By the way, I can tell you one thing that you agree with Pat Buchanan.
What?
That it would be a mistake to attack Iran.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, my. See? Well, there you go.
I can list a few more for you, too.
Well, when it comes
to
war, yeah.
We want to actually hear whether or not we agree with your thoughts on the phone lines. 866-977-4820. 866-977-4820. We really will get to look at the stimulus around the world on the other side of the news coming up right here on Newstalk AM 820 WWBA.
Tampa Bay, log on to NewsTalk820.com.